because this is what you should learn, you should understand, and this is the subject of this unification, isn't it? That's what we're talking about. Here we say, okay, let's come to this subject. When we are there, before coming there, human being is just one of these millions of different animals here. Did you know that there are more different kind of insects than the human being? We are only 7 billion, they are 10 billion different kind. It's like that. So, who is human being? No one. But let's be a little bit more clever and look at it again. Then you will see that human being is the top. We are the best. We are the highest. Because we understand Da Vinci. That's enough. So, when you're talking about comparison and the role of something, humanity is the exception. Don't forget that, yes?
A gnat will set his outward frame whirling round. His inward nature encompasses the seven heavens. When he persisted, he displayed a little the awful majesty by which a mountain would be reduced to dust. A single royal pinion of his covered the east and the west. Mustafa became senseless from awe.
Aha. Then, okay, I want to push a little bit this conversation. So this prophet will push it. That, okay, the mountaineer, you're saying, show me a little bit. Mountain said, okay, show a little bit to him. He went like that. This is what, at the beginning, the mountain said. He didn't listen. Do you remember? He said, you're asking for that, you cannot. Here, he did it. And the prophet goes, done, yes.
When Gabriel saw him senseless from fear and dread, he came and drew him into his arms. That awe is the portion of aliens, while this fond affection is freely bestowed on the friends.
Aha. He said, okay. Now what happens? He says, Gabriel gave the officer, yeah, okay, look at him. And he went out. Gabriel came and embraced him. He said, look at it, what happened here? There are two parts of this movement. The first one, Gabriel will show itself and he just pass out. The second step is that we'll come and give you the kindness. The pity is there. You don't see it, but it's there. It functions without the explanation. Yes.
Kings, when seated on the throne, have formidable guardsmen with swords in their hands, staves and lances and scimitars, so that even lions would tremble in awe. The shouts of sergeants with their maces, by the terror of which souls are enfeebled. This is for the high and low in the street, to announce to them the presence of an emperor.
Yeah, this is, and that is what it says, when, look around you, when the king is walking or is riding, everybody stops and they shout, oh, the king is coming, and everybody is looking because everybody should respect the position of the king. But do you think that will happen when he goes home, when he wants to sit down and have the dinner? Over there the situation is different, so the relationship is different. All these show-offs, all these actions are for something, to explain something. Yes?
This pomp is for the sake of the vulgar, that those people may not put on the crown of arrogance, that it may break their egoism, and that the self-conceited carnal soul may not work mischief and evil. The country is preserved from that by the kings having force and authority to inflict punishment. Therefore, those vain desires are extinguished in souls, all of the king prevents that disaster.
Aha! That's okay. When you think about it, it looks why, and it's a little bit silly that the chains comes like that and everybody is walking around him and blah blah blah. Says, don't you understand that this movement, this ceremony has an influence in the character of the people? And when this is happening, all the bad people, they are fearful. They decide not to be bad, to improve themselves, and a lot of stuff is going on there. Okay, and this king is just like a statue which is transferred. That's not the stuff. The stuff is the outcome of it. What is the outcome? The reaction. Yes?
Again, when he comes to the private banquet, how should awe or retaliation be there? There, clemency on clemency is shown, and mercy is overflowing. You will hear no noise but that of the harp and flute. In time of war, there is the terrible drum and kettle drum. In the hour of feasting with favorites, there is only the sound of the harp.
Yeah, the best way to explain it is like music. Music is good. Okay, it depends where. When you're fighting, you need the fighting music. When you're relaxing, you don't need that music, this music. So the situation will declare which one is necessary. And if you're a clever, understanding fellow, you should understand both are necessary. This and that. That's what brings the choice, remember? We have the choice. That's why we could be responsible. Responsibility comes with the choice we have, right? Here we say, that's it. The choice, yes.
The board of audit is for the vulgar, while the fair ones resembling Paris are for the cup companion. The coat of mail and the helmet are for the battle, while this silken raiment and music are for the bower. This topic has no end, O generous one. Concluded, and God best knoweth the right course.
Yeah, let's be honest. This conversation is complicated enough, and this is not the end of the paragraph, but we will stop here. Next time, inshallah, we'll start again, because I don't want to go at the end of this, because this is what Rumi is trying to explain in a long last paragraph of the book, and you see how he's explaining it. Very clear. So we'll put it for the next time, inshallah. But I read the Persian. رفت ذوالقرنین سوی کوه قاف دید او را که از زمرد بود صاف گرد عالم حلقه گشته و محیط ماند حیران اندر خلق بسیط گفت تو کوهی دیگرها چیستند که به پیش عظم تو بازیستند گفت رگهای من اندر کوه ها مثل من نبوند در حسن و بها من به هر شهری رگی دارم نهان بر عروقم بسته اطراف جهان حق چو خواهد زلزله شهری مرا گوید و من بر جهانم ارق را پس به جنبانم من آن رگ را به قهر که بدان رگ متصل گشته از شهر چون بگوید بس شود ساکن رگم ساکنم و از روی فعل اندر تگم همچون مرهم ساکن و بس کار کن چون خرد ساکن و زود جنبان سخن نزد آن کس که نداند عقلشین زلزله هست از بخارات زمین مورکی بر کاغذی دید و قلم گفت با موری دیگر این راز هم که عجایب نقش ها آن کلک کرد همچون ریحان و چو سوسنزار و گفت آن مور اسبه است آن پیچه‌ور وین قلم در فعل فر است و اثر گفت آن مور سوم که از بازو است کسب الا قرض روز زورش نقش بست. همچنین میرفت بالا تا یکی مهتر موران فتین بودند اکی. گفت که صورت مبینید این هنر که به خواب و مرگ گردد بی خبر. صورت آمد چون لباس و چون عصا جز به عقل و جان نجنبد نقش ها. بی خبر بود و که آن عقل و فعاد بیز تقلیب خدا باشد جماعت. یک زمان از وی عنایت برکند عقل زیرک ابلهی ها می کند. چونش گویا یافت زرقرنین گفت چون که کوه قاف در در نطق صفت. که ای سخنگوی خبیر رازدان از صفات حق بکن با من بیان. گفت رو کن وصف از آن حایل تر است که بیان بر وی تواند برد دست. یا قلم را زهره باشد که به سر برنویسد بر صحایف زان خبر. گفت کمتر داستانی بازگو از عجبهای حقیق هبر نکو. گفت اینک دشت 300 ساله را کوههای برف پر کرده از شا. کوه بر کوه بی شمار و بی عدد میرسد در هر زمان برفش مدد. کوه برفی میزند بر دیگری میرساند برف سردی تا سری. کوه برفی میزند بر کوه برف دم به دم زنبار بی حد شگر. گر نبودی این چنین بادی شاه تف دوزخ محو کردی مرمرا. غافلان را کوههای برف دان تا نسوزد پرده های عاقلان. گر نبودی عکس جهل برف باف سوختی از نار شوقان کوه قاف. آتش از قهر خدا خود ذره ایست بهر تهدید لئیمان دره ایست. با چنین قهری که زفت و فایق است برد لطفش بین که بر وی سابق است. سبت و بیچون و چگونه معنوی سابق و مسبوق دیدی بی دویی. گر ندیدی آن بود از فهم پست که عقول خلق زن کان یک جو است. ای بر خود نه نه بر آیات دین کی رسد بر چرخ دین مرغ گلین. مور را جوگانگه عالی هواست زن که نشر او ز شهوت و از هواست. پس تو حیران باش بی لا و بلی تازه رحمت پیشت آید محملی. چون ز فهم این عجایب کودنی گر بلیگوی تکلف میکنی. و بگویی نی زند نی گردند قهر بربندد بدان نی روزند. پس همین حیران و واله باش و بس تا در آید نصر حق از پیش و پس. چون که حیران گشتی و گیج و فنا با زبان حال گفتی اهدنا. زفت زفت است و چلرزن میشدی میشود آن زفت نرم و مستوی. زن که شکل زفت بحر منکریست چون که عاجز آمدی لطف و برز. مصطفی می گفت پیش جبرئیل که چنان که صورت توست ای خلیل مرمرا به ما تو محسوس آشکار تا ببینم مرتران نزار باش. گفت نتوانی و طاقت نبودت حس ضعیف است و تنک سخت آیدت. گفت به ما تا ببیند این جسد تا چه حد حس نازک است و بیمدد. آدمی را هست حس تن سقیم لیک در باطن یک خلقی عظیم. بر مثال سنگ و آهن این تنه لیک هست در صفت آتش زنه. سنگ و آهن مولد ایجاد نار زاد آتش بر دو والد قهربار. باز آتش دستکار وصف تن هست قاهر بر تن و دو شعر زن. باز در تن شعله ابراهیم وار که از اون مقهور گردد برج نار. لاجرم گفتم رسول زوفنون رمز نحن الاخرون السابقون. ظاهرن این دو به سندانی زبون در صفت از خان آهن ها فزون. پس به صورت آدمی فرع جهان و صفت اصل جهان این را بدن. ظاهرش را پشه یارد به چرخ باطنش باشد محیط هفت چرخ. چون که کرد الها بنمودندکی هیبتی که که شود زومندکی. شهپری به گرفت شرق و غرب را از محاوت یش بیهوش مصطفی. چون ز بیم و ترس بیهوشش بدید جبرئیل آمد در آغوشش کشید. آن محابت قسمت بیگانگان وین تجمش تا دوستان را رایگان.